Hello, and welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, and I'll be your guide for the next few minutes through this journey of meditation to help you really set up your day, set up your week, to strengthen yourself in many different ways, and to empower and bring forward the real essence of who you are. So this morning meditation, as I said, is a great way to start your week and your day. And every week there's a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by doing two things. One, clearing energy from your consciousness and releasing unconscious blocks. And the other is to create space for you to move toward accomplishing your current goals, no matter what those goals are. If it's in reference to work, in reference to your health, in reference to a relationship, in reference to your emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual ways of being. Meditation can help you in all these different ways. So for this week, our focus is on healing mental turmoil. And this is an opportunity to be able to bring some peace of mind to whatever challenges you might be faced with. So if you will now make sure that you are sitting with your back straight, your feet on the floor, hands in your lap, and eyes closed. And take a few deep, connected breaths, nice and easy, deep breaths, from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. Exhale, nice and easy. Do not force the breath as you breathe deeply and breathe throughout your entire body. And as you exhale, you're just releasing and cleansing whatever you're ready to let go of at this moment. Now imagine you're sitting on top of a tree trunk. And that tree trunk goes all the way down through the floor, through the ground, all the way to the center or core of the earth, where the roots are embedded into the earth. Very strong. You are connected to the top where you are sitting, and the roots are connected and embedded into the core of the earth. Now envision you are surrounded by a large bubble. And if you're not able to envision or see things clearly, then just simply know, intend and know that you are surrounded by a large bubble. And just get a sense of what the color of the edge of that bubble is. There's no right or wrong as to its color. Very good. And now I'd like for you to adjust this bubble so that it's about 18 inches from your entire body, either over your head, under your feet, in front and back, on all sides. It's 18 inches, this bubble, from your body. This is your aura bubble. And now intend that it has a nice eggshell stiffness, golden edge to it. And continuing to take some nice deep and easy breaths, do not force the images or the intention, nice and easy, very relaxing. And imagine a giant violet flaming wall is burning outside of this bubble about 3 feet in front of you. From the ground up, nice giant violet flaming wall. And again, just continue to breathe. Just nice, easy breaths as deeply as you can. Allowing yourself to relax. This entire process is about not efforting, but just allowing the images, allowing your intention, your knowing. As you do this guided meditation. And continue to breathe as we clear the chakras. There are 7 primary chakras along your spine. Each one provides information on how you take care of yourself, the emotions you experience, the thoughts that you have, the power that is yours. They all work to help balance you mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. And connecting those breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. Let's put your attention on your first chakra, located at the base of your spine, at the tailbone. And exhale out through that area. Breathing through that first chakra right at the tailbone area. This chakra represents how you take care of yourself, how you survive financially, food, health, shelter, clothing, and many other ways. So this is an opportunity for you as you breathe through these chakras to release whatever energy does not serve you, any misinformation, any kind of belief systems, images of people who have told you things or tried to convince you of things, whether it be social, personal, from the media. Just let it all go, past experiences. And the violet flame, as you release this energy, the violet flame will absorb it and purify it as fire does. Very good. Just keep breathing, focusing on that area and releasing what's there. You may see images. You may have a sense of what's being released. You may hear certain things. You may have thoughts running through your mind. Whatever it is, as you exhale, just let it go right into that flame. You don't have to even push it out. The flame will absorb it like a Hoover vacuum cleaner once you let go of it. And now put your attention at your second chakra, which is 2 inches below your belly button. For you ladies, it's on the spine, for everyone, but for you ladies, it's between the ovaries. And for you guys, it's just above the prostate. And as you continue to breathe deeply, release any energy from this chakra. It deals with sexuality and emotions. In particular, your emotional feelings. Feelings of anger, depression, grief, loss, jealousy. Whatever those feelings are, shame, blame. Just let it go. And any sexual energy, whether you're with a partner or not, whether you've been with your partner for years or not, it is for you to have your own energy in your own space. So breathe through that area and let go of that person's sexual energy or someone who may have just seen you and dumped or put a lot of sexual energy into your space. Energy that you don't want, don't need, and may not even know who it is. Just know and intend you're letting go of what you're ready to release right now. And as you continue to breathe deeply, put your focus on your third chakra, which is located behind your stomach. And this chakra deals with your power. So release any energy where someone else may have control or power over you, or where you may have control or power over them, over someone else. Release any and all forms of addictions. And anything else that might be stuck in this third chakra, just simply let it go. Nice and easy. Breathing deeply and letting it go. Through that third chakra behind the stomach, as you exhale out through that area, the violet flame will take it. Now put your attention on your fourth chakra, which is located behind the heart. And this chakra, of course, deals with loving unconditionally, having divine love for yourself and all others, including those you may consider to be your enemy. And as you exhale through this area, release any energy that keeps you from loving yourself thoroughly, any energy that may keep you from forgiving yourself. Release any and all energy that would block you from being able to be in a place of full self-worth, self-confidence, self-esteem. And let go of wanting to get back at anyone, any kind of revengeful energy. But most of all, this is a wonderful way and place to forgive yourself as you exhale out, breathing through this fourth chakra. And release the energy from your fifth chakra, located at the base of your throat. This energy in this area dictates your self-spiritual expression. It is about communication and creativity. And so everything that you're wanting to say to someone, just breathe and release all of that into the violet flame. Let the words, let the energy that's there just completely release and go into that flame. Anything you may not have said that you wanted to say that's bottled up, let that go too. Just allow yourself to continue to breathe easily and effortlessly as you release and clear the energy from this chakra, the fifth chakra at the base of the throat. Very good. And don't force it. However it happens for you, intention, knowing, seeing, hearing, feeling, just let it go. And put your attention on your sixth chakra, which is the center of your head, also known as the third eye. And that represents perspective, judgment, seeing, and discerning energy clearly. So if you find that there is a little bit of a muddiness, you're not able to really see what the truth is from a lie, this is where you can let go of whatever might be keeping you from full discernment. And as you inhale and then exhale out through the sixth chakra in the center of your head, also known as the brow chakra and third eye, let go of any judgment you may have about others and yourself. Just simply let it go. You may have been holding on to these things for a long time, but it doesn't take very long to just simply and easily release it and let it go. Very good. And let go of all the lies that you may have perceived, whatever they are. Doesn't matter whether you remember them all or know them all, just let it go. And put your attention on the top of your head, your seventh chakra. This represents knowing what you know, what you know. So this is a great place and a great way to let go of any uncertainty, any doubt. Release this energy. Just breathe easily, effortlessly. And as a spirit, you are very clear about what you're ready to let go of right now. So exhale out through the top of your head and letting go of any energy that stops you from clarity, from certainty, from knowing what you know. And now we're going to focus on your intention. And the intention is to heal mental turmoil. So I'd like for you to put your focus on your sixth chakra, the third eye, once again. And as you breathe easily and effortlessly through this chakra, clear away any additional judgment that you have at this time about any recent events that have occurred in your life. Just let go of any judgments that you have about any recent events that's been happening in your life. That means all forms of judgment and perception that you're stuck on. Whether it's about yourself, what someone else did or didn't do, or even your perception about what's negative or wrong with what's been happening, or what's going on, or what you perceive. As you breathe deeply, and as you release this energy, allow past events to come to your mind's eye and consciousness as well. Past events from childhood, all the way up to now, where you have been stuck in a place of certain perspectives and continuing to judge in a way that even from birth or childhood keeps you stuck where you are now as an adult. So whatever those memories are, those thoughts, the beliefs, ideas, perceptions that start to flood into your mind or across your vision, Continue to breathe deeply and allow them to dance into the violet flame, fading away from you into the violet flame. Remember, do not effort with this, just let it go. Relax with ease and let it go. Now put your attention on your seventh chakra, the crown chakra on top of your head. And as you continue to breathe, release all of the belief systems, the thoughts, the ideas, more perceptions, rationalizations, intellectualizations, anything and everything that attaches itself to your mental anguish. The discomfort that you may be going through mentally, where things continue to go round and round and round in your mind from the past up to now, just let it all go. Continuing to breathe easily and effortlessly. These energies really keep you in turmoil and block the fresh new ideas that really Divine Source and your higher self are trying to give you. So just let go of what blocks the full guidance and information that you're able and ready to receive now, so that you can continue to move forward in the most effortless way in your life. And as you breathe, let go of ideas that no longer serve you, to make room for the ideas that will help solve and resolve what you've been working on, to help thoughts that lead you where you want to go next and what to do. Just continuing to breathe nice and easily. Now focusing again on your third eye, your sixth chakra. Imagine that a raging red-orange flame is burning right at that spot in the center of your head, all the way up to the seventh chakra and right out the top of your head. A bright, flaming, red-orange fire that is burning from the center of your head up to the seventh chakra and out your head. This is a purifying fire that's clearing all of the mental anguish, turmoil, unrest, and any other torturous energetic thoughts that you've had from birth to now. It's like burning all of the trash and the garbage. Just simply intend, envision, know that this fire is one of complete purification, allowing you, when it's done, to see clearly, to think clearly, to be a vessel that can be guided by Divine Source and your higher self in all ways. Don't forget to breathe. Very good. And allow the flame to start slowing down. Let it slow down. Watch it as it dissipates more and more until it goes out completely. Now replace what was a burning flame with a very pale, pale indigo. That's kind of a blue-purple ink color, golden light. And this pale, pale indigo golden light is right in the middle of your sixth chakra, or your third eye. It's a pale, pale indigo golden light, luminescent light that's very bright. And watch it as this light intensifies and expands into the seventh chakra. It intensifies and expands into the seventh chakra. And as this light brings with it brilliance, high vibration, feel the ease and comfort of a quiet mind and the healing power of a peace-filled mind. This light brings complete healing power of a peace-filled mind. And if anything comes up in this moment to disturb your peace, any thoughts, allow whatever it is to just go into the violet flame. Let it go. Just simply release it. The flame will take it. You don't even have to focus on that violet flame. You simply keep your attention at this very pale, pale, indigo, luminescent golden light that is expanding and illuminating truly the entire top of your head, the sixth chakra up to the seventh and out. Now breathe nice and easily, effortlessly and gently, and take a moment to simply be in silence. To be open and ready to receive guidance from the universe. And surround yourself now with a great big, bright, beautiful golden sun, a huge, bright, beautiful golden sun that surrounds you from head to toe and all around outside of your bubble. And now absorb and bring this golden sun as much as you can into this bubble completely, filling you up with your own highest, purest energy. And I want to thank you for being with me during this meditation this morning. And if you'd like to receive it so that you can follow this meditation daily, please email me at centeroflightmiracles@gmail.com. You may also go to centeroflightmiracles.org, O-R-G, and go to the Live Events and Current Events tab at the top. You will see that there are many services that are offered that will really help you to transform your life and move into a place of connecting fully with your real self and divine source. Until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.